Hey guys and gals, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this nightly podcast, we take a look at some of the reading from today's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Genesis 30, Mark 1, Esther 6, and Romans 1. And today we meet the all-important 12 tribes of Israel. Their entry into the world, however, is less than glorious, as we see some almost telenovela-level family drama ensue. I mean, who would have imagined that the line of Jesus, the line of all the priests of Israel, that 12 by 12 matrix of the whole people of Israel foretold in Revelations, spoken of as the 144,000, would get its start right here in Genesis amongst some crazy sibling rivalry. I mean, it's the battle of the baby mamas, as Leah and Rachel would go to great lengths to conceive in order to outdo the other and demonstrate that they were loved more. Like Jacob's grandma, Sarah, they even employ their servants to bear children when they couldn't keep pace in this baby race. This is another great example of God proving to us that not even mankind's broken ways will stop his sovereign plans from coming to pass, and that anyone is eligible to be used by God to fulfill his promises and purposes. I mean, God doesn't bless the tribes with his faithfulness because of their righteousness, but because of his determination that he will keep the covenants he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let this remind us that when God says he will do something, nothing can stop him. When God makes a covenantal promise, you can take it to the bank. God's checks don't bounce. And evermore, we must all be reminded that we are most infinitely in need of his bank of grace. Like Romans 1 begins Paul's instruction in the gospel. He calls it the power of God for salvation. Paul points us all to our unrighteous state and our unholy bankruptcy in the face of God's perfect riches. Paul unflinchingly rips away the excuses of those who've yet to submit to the truth of God by making it clear that God has made his truth readily apparent through his creation. In this claim, he points to the wicked, the idolaters, those that live according to the flesh and their own desires, and says, "You are making a willful decision to reject the Creator and instead elevate his creation." And in doing so, their hearts became darkened. They grow more foolish, and God gives them up to their impurity because they rejected the truth and believed and received a lie. Then Paul gives us a great list of so many, not an exhaustive list, but examples of many of the things we see even in our world today that are all driven by unholy passions and desires. He points out the envy and deceit, just like we even saw in the story in Genesis we previously mentioned. He points out things that are so prevalent even today, like gossip and even disobedience to parents, and all sorts of sexual immorality. He concludes with the clear understanding that our agreement with, tolerance, or celebration of these things is what earns us God's righteous decree that we deserve death. I mean, that's hard news, but it's important truth. This is the grave need that we all have for the gospel, the power of God for salvation. It's not something that is just a nice blessing that makes life easier. The gospel doesn't just help us have a good day. The gospel and our faith in Jesus' work on the cross, taking the death on the cross for us, is our only way to be rescued from the righteous decree of the death penalty that should be ours. Despite our own rivalry with the ways of God, despite our deceit and trickery like Laban and Jacob, despite our hatred and hypocrisy like we saw in Haman and Esther, when we turn away from our wicked ways and trust in what Jesus did for us, we have the promise of God's salvation. God's covenant with all those who believe in Jesus is thus applied to us. And when God makes a promise, that check won't bounce. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so absolutely in desperate need of you every minute, every breath that we take. And as we inhale your grace and mercy, let every exhale be gratitude and thanksgiving. Father God, you did not need to rescue us, but because of your love, because of your faithfulness, you did. And we thank you that we can depend on you, we can count on you, and we can trust that you will never fail. And your promises will always be true. Lord God, we thank you that you took our unrighteousness and you gave us the righteousness of Jesus. And we can never be thankful enough. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, I want to pause real quick and say thank you to those that responded to requests that I put out on social media. As of last night, we now have enough support to be able to finance the podcast for the rest of the year. So big ups to you guys. Thank you so much. However, if you missed that opportunity and you didn't know about it, you can still be a part. We actually are going to be continuing to do podcasts of this sort even into next year. So you can go ahead and give, and I'm actually putting that information on our website. So if you go to 5bythefire.org/support, right there you'll find ways that you can participate in giving there. And I'd love it if you left a comment or any other response or reaction that you have to the podcast right there. And go ahead and subscribe to it, rate it, share it with others so more folks can hear the truth of God's word and be encouraged to stay in the word for themselves. And I hope to chat with you all back here tomorrow night on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.